why it's a lie.
I read that intro when I had a cold. In another packed podgram, Marilyn Monroe was a size 16. If you're pregnant, you're eating for two. And Michelangelo painted the Sistine Chapel by lying on his back. Each of those statements is false. So let's find out
why it's a lie.
Marilyn Monroe was a size 16. Hey, it was on Facebook, so it must be true. Actually, there are ones that say she was a size 14 and a size 12 as well. And the quotes change for every photo. Here's the one that I saw the most. To all the girls who think they're ugly because they're not a size zero, you're the beautiful one. It's society who's ugly. That is not an accurate Marilyn Monroe quote. Though, it was awesome that in the picture, they used the correct there and your, which sadly is rare in these things. Anyway, Marilyn Monroe was not a size 16 or a size 14 or a size 12. She was anywhere from a size 2 to 6, depending on what dress they measure. The one from the movie The 7-Year Itch fit on a size 2 mannequin, but it was super tight on that mannequin. So, at that point, well, you could say she was a size 2. But three things to keep in mind. Marilyn was 5'5", so if you compare her to models of today, they're going to look skinnier because most of them are about 5'8". Her weight was between 115 to 120 pounds, if you care. Also, Marilyn's measurements were a bit different than today's models because her waist was disproportionately smaller than her bust and hips. Her dress average, 22-inch waist, 34-inch bust, that still made her somewhere around a 2 to 4 in today's standard dress sizes. That's about the same as modern actresses. Now, final thing to keep in mind, back in the 50s, some dress sizes were different, so in some cases, a size 16 in the 1950s would be a size 8 today. So even with all that, the most she would be a size 8. Marilyn Monroe a size 16? That's why it's a lie.
When you're pregnant, you're eating for two. So that means you should eat twice as much, right? Well, the truth is, you're not eating for two of you. You're eating for you and something that's really, really tiny. If you need 1,500 calories a day, the idea that you should up that to 3,000 is pretty bad math. At 3 months, that person growing inside you is only the size of a seahorse. Those don't eat very much. But Michelle, they do get bigger. Yes, they do, which is why most doctors recommend that you only eat about 300 extra calories a day when you're pregnant. Not enough food for two whole people. How much is 300 calories? Well, it's a couple of slices of toast with peanut butter, it's two waffles, it's 3/4 of a blueberry muffin, which is sad because muffins are delicious. According to WebMD, if you put on too much weight during pregnancy, you increase your risk of gestational diabetes, backaches, high blood pressure, and needing a C-section because your baby is very large. So, eating twice as much when you're pregnant? No. That's why it's a lie.
The Sistine Chapel ceiling, painted by Michelangelo between 1508 and 1512, is a cornerstone work of high Renaissance art. And the thought is that Michelangelo painted the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel while lying on his back. The popular belief is that, well, there are two popular beliefs. The first one is that it's actually called the 16th Chapel, which makes you wonder about the first 15. Sistine Chapel. The second one is that Michelangelo painted while lying on his back in order to get the angles that he needed. The now famous project was commissioned by Pope Julius II. Now, the Sistine Chapel is a chapel, and the official residence of the Pope in Vatican City. Originally, it was known as Cappella Magna. The chapel takes its name from Pope Sixtus IV, who restored it between 1477 and 1480. Now, since that time, the chapel has served as a place of both religious and functionary papal activity. Today, it is the site of the papal conclave, and that's the process by which a new pope is selected. Okay, well, let's get back to this painting. Historians tell us that Michelangelo was reluctant to take the job because he thought of himself more of a sculptor than a painter. To reach the chapel's ceiling, Michelangelo designed his own scaffold. It's a flat wood platform on brackets. It was built out from holes in the wall near the top of the windows, rather than being built up from the floor. Well, why'd they do it that way? Well, perhaps this was in order to cut the cost of timber. According to Michelangelo's pupil and biographer, the brackets and frame that supported the steps and flooring were all put in its place at the beginning of the work, and a lightweight screen, possibly cloth, was suspended beneath them to catch plaster drips and things like that, and dust and splashes of paint. Only half the building was scaffolded at a time, and the platform was moved as the painting was done in stages. The holes were reused to hold scaffolding for the latest restoration. Now, contrary to popular belief, he painted in a standing position, not lying on his back. Now, the work was carried out in extremely uncomfortable conditions, according to people from back then. They said from his having to work with his head tilted upwards. Michelangelo described his physical discomfort in a humorous sonnet. Also, from the beginning, he found his work plagued with problems. He even ran into mold issues early on, and he had to start over. However, probably the most difficult part for Michelangelo was that he had to contort himself to paint. Now, this wouldn't have been too bad for a short time, but this project took him 4 years to complete, and the pain it caused him was quite serious. And remember, he didn't really fancy himself a painter to begin with, so it made the whole thing extra hard. He basically had to learn to paint as he was going along. Now, in the end, he clearly succeeded, well beyond even his own expectations. But as for him lying down on the job, that's why it's a lie. Remember, we want to hear from you. Send me a note on podomatic.com. Give us 5 stars on iTunes. Say something on the Facebook page, or do all 3 of those things. No, I'm kidding. You don't have. Just pick one and do it. And, just let me know you're out there. Anyway, that's it. Thanks for listening to
Why It's a Lie. Created by Jim and helped out by friends like me. I'm Mark. Please subscribe to Why It's a Lie on iTunes and leave awesome reviews. Thanks for listening.